people around the world. Sync your smartphone to your Bluetooth with your earpiece on your ear. Take your iPod, your iPad with your HD display. Connect them to the cloud so your data's up to date. With your tablet in the air, play some solitaire. Log into Facebook, tag a photo you can share. Tweet your plans, tweet your plans, and play some Angry Birds now. Come on, baby, tell me who's the nerd. Nerd up. Everybody say, grab your GPS and get up on your Segway. Nerd up. It's a way of the world. No matter where you are, you got a 4G signal.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson.
Nerd Up!
All right, once again, it's time for another Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson. Thanks for joining me here. Once again, this is a kind of a special Nerd Up Podcast. I got called in to fill in on the morning show, which is called Today in History on WAKO Radio, where I work as my full-time gig. And so I thought I'd share that with you the second time around. And just made for a little bit of fun, so hope you enjoy that. We will be getting into more nerdy things. In fact, one of the nerdy things I got coming up is I've got another ghost hunt. Yeah, you probably know. If you don't know, then you do now that I'm a part-time paranormal investigator. That's one of my many side gigs, I guess. More of an interest, and I've been trying to either prove or disprove spirits, ghosts. And so far, I keep proving it. It's the problem. So we got a good ghost hunt coming up. We like to call them ghost hunts, which basically we treat them as investigations, and we try to debunk everything we can. Unlike the people on the TV shows who, you know, they need the entertainment value, we've gone on to ghost hunts and come out with absolutely nothing. And, the place just wasn't haunted. My very first ghost I ever experienced, a full entity, looked like a person standing there. I thought it was. We kind of almost interacted, but it was in Lawrenceville, Illinois, there's the high school. They've relocated the high school. They have an old building vacant now, but we went and investigated it while it was active, and then after they closed it down, and that was where I saw my very first full entity ghost, and it was pretty cool. Now, it can be debunked, kind of, in a way that we're just not quite sure, but at times it's like, hey, that may or may not have happened, and I have no way to prove or disprove, so it's just interesting the way it happened. But it's a notoriously haunted school. A teacher got murdered there on the football practice field, which is just behind the school. The first woman in Illinois was hung in that practice field. That's where they set up the gallows at the time. And it's like in the 1800s, 1853 is about the year. Elizabeth Betsy Reed, she poisoned her husband, was hung there on the high school. And so then that's part of the haunting. Also, what I saw was the ghost of what some people told me was an old chemistry teacher they used to have. So who knows? Who knows what happened? But I get to do another ghost hunt coming up. It's coming up soon, but it's going to be one of this areas in this southern Illinois area or central Illinois. It's a Masonic lodge that it's one of the oldest buildings in the county where it is. Now, we don't give out any information before the hunts, before the investigations, because we like to, you know, make sure nothing's polluted, you know, because if we tell people we're going to be there, they'll be there to try to create ghosts, or in the fact that maybe some places just don't like it to be announced until they find out for sure. So we're going to be doing it's a Masonic lodge. It's got a good history of being a funeral home, a church. There's like claims of Abraham Lincoln. There's an Underground Railroad tunnel entry, and then, you know, the Civil War, or the slave Underground Railroad, not a train that went underground, but, you know, Harriet Tubman, that history, yeah, you know. Anyway, so there's all sorts of that going on, so we're going to be investigating that, and I'll probably do a podcast just for that, maybe even play you a few sounds that we pick up, if we pick up any. In the meantime, enjoy this Today in History, which I got to sit in and fill in for the bosses, and this is for Monday, August 19th. Just sit back and relax. We just had a little bit of fun. Good morning. Once again, welcome to Today in History on WAKO, sponsored today by Cunningham Young Funeral Home. I'm Guilty Wilson, and joining me here this morning, this fine early Monday morning, I've got Jennifer May, our salesperson here. How you doing, Jennifer?
I'm good, Gilly. How are you?
Gilly. I'm surprised to see you here this early in the morning. I mean, you're not here till noon usually.
Hey,
you leave around 2 o'clock, so.
Mm-hmm. It's your story. Tell it how you want. Tell it how you want, Gil.
So anyway, yes, today is August 19th, Monday. We're taking a look at this day in history. By the way, today is the 231st day of the year, 134 days left in the year. So do with that what you will.
Enjoy Christmas it. Shop.
For the rest of the year.
Yes.
That way you give you a few days off at the end of the year.
Presents for me. I am accepting presents this year.
Right. On this date, back in 1839, Louis Daguerre, he announced the invention of the daguerreotype photographic process, the first process to allow an image to be chemically fixed as a permanent picture. Hmm. I tried to fix myself with chemicals years ago, but couldn't make it work, so leave it up to Louis Daguerre. First beauty contest was held in Spa, Belgium on this date back in 1888. The winner? An 18-year-old girl from the West Indies. And I think that was hosted by Regis Philbin, I believe. That was 1880. Yeah, I think that's about right. Also on this date, 1909, a dirt track in Indianapolis was opened for the testing of automobiles. This track later became the Indianapolis Speedway, site of the Indianapolis 500. And that was also this. Not only do they have cars, but they have motorcycles. Back, yesterday, as a matter of fact, the whole weekend, they had a whole bunch of motorcycles going on. Yeah, that was the Red Bull Indy GP Grand Prix motorcycle race. And I understand it was a weekend full of some great stuff. So motorcycle races, all sorts of events going on. We gave away tickets last week. It was, you know, a fun thing to do.
It sounded like fun.
It had to have been.
We should have gone.
I know. I wanted a zip line.
Yeah.
That would have been great. Let's see here. On this date, also 1929, the Amos and Andy radio show premiered on the NBC radio network. The main characters, they were supposed to have been black, but they were portrayed by white actors. And it went off the air in 1948, but it returned to TV 3 years later in 1951. And this time the actors were black, and Amos and Andy became the first network TV show with an all-black cast. So a little bit of history made there. 1950 on this date, ABC began the tradition of Saturday morning kids shows with Animal Clinic and Acrobat Ranch. And of course, the triple frosted, double coated sugar bomb cereals that were the plethora of advertising during the time. They didn't come till later. But I remember every Saturday getting up and fixing myself some of those triple frosted, double coated sugar bomb cereals for breakfast and right in front of the TV.
Yeah.
Not so much of a thing anymore.
I don't think so.
With cable television kind of taken away the Saturday morning. Sad.
Good times. Sad.
One more thing, and then I'm going to see what you got, Jennifer. WINS Radio back in 1955 announced it will not play copy white cover versions of R&B songs. DJs must play Fats Domino's and Ain't That a Shame and not Pat Boone's versions. And see, sometimes it doesn't suck to be a DJ. That was a good thing right there because the originals were better and... Anyway, it was the time. It was the time. All right, Jennifer, what do you got?
I got some interesting stuff going on over here.
Mm-hmm.
August 19th, 1698, Russian Tsar Peter the Great began his term.
Okay.
And then I also got on August 19th, 1856, Gail Borden was awarded a patent for his process for making evaporated milk.
Oh, Borden's milk, yeah.
Yeah, where'd that milk go? I can't find it. It evaporated. Oh, goodness. Okay, August 19th, 1934, a plebiscite.
Oh, a plebiscite?
Plebiscite.
Yeah, I know.
In Germany, approved the vesting of sole executive power in Adolf Hitler as Führer.
Mm.
90% of the voters voted him into office.
Wow.
And he credited his personal ad, a non-smoking single white male, in search of world to take over, seeks stupid sheep-like populace.
Yeah, I could see what ad put in.
Put that in the personals.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what. August 19th, 1960, Sputnik 5, mm-hmm. which was carrying two dogs, was launched into space, and it later was retrieved as the first living organism from space. I don't know why this was never made into an ABC sitcom.
That would have been a great sitcom.
Watch it on Saturdays. Hey, know, right? There we go. August 19th, 1991, Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. Am I saying that right?
Mikhail? Yeah.
Gorbachev.
Yeah, there you got that part.
Was toppled from power. Goodbye and good riddance. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure.
August 19th, 2005, the first ever joint military exercise between Russia and China called the Peace Mission 2005 began.
Well, there you go. Peace still is... Oh, wait, no, it has... Oh, well. Yeah. They're working on it, I guess. Let's see, take a few more things from entertainment. In 1968, on this date, the last primetime TV telecast of the Monkees. was this date. It ran Monday nights on NBC. Hey, Monday nights. We miss those guys.
This is before my time. I don't know.
You need to go like one of those cable networks or YouTube or something and watch some monkeys, all right? Groucho Marx died at the age of 86 on this date back in 1977. And finally, on this date back in 1985, the birth of Maggie Simpson. That's right, cartoon character, sister of Bart. She was born on this date, 1985. Just kind of hard to get that picture of Homer and Marge and... Anyway, we got more stuff coming up. We're gonna, in fact, I got a contest for Jennifer, but we got to take a little bit of a break for our sponsor, Cunningham Young Funeral Home. All right, welcome back on Today in History. I'm Guilty Wilson. Once again, joining me is Jennifer May.
Hello.
It's so nice to have you back.
Thank you.
Let's see here. What do we got going on? Oh, let's take a look at some top of the news items. Well, I guess I was supposed to have a sound effect there. Kent does those things, and maybe next time.
He's
anyway,
not feeling well.
Let's see here. What do we got going on? Top of the news. Parents with a baby born in the year 2012, they put the numbers together, and it's going to cost them $217,000 to raise a child to age 18.
And, I know.
That's just for video games, you know. So you still got more for diapers and stuff. The Center for Disease Control, they say that heavy drinking costs the U.S. $223.5 billion a year. It costs us. Man, I must have let my bar tab get out of control. I better check that.
Yeah.
University of Michigan researchers found that Facebook makes a person feel worse about life.
I believe that.
The lesson is simple. I mean, people should get out of the house and engage with others so they can get depressed. I mean, not sit around the house and do it. San Diego Mayor Bob Filner, by the way, he disagrees. Yeah, he works with plenty of women who are on Facebook, and he says they feel good. So he got in trouble. Never mind. Those politicians. Well, speaking of politicians, okay, not at all. Let's go ahead and take a look at some showbiz buzz. All right, let's see. Lindsay Lohan has signed to appear on the cable series Eastbound and Down. I think she's playing the role of Down.
I'm not sure. You're right.
The fourth season premiere of A&E's Duck Dynasty, the reality show about a family of duck hunters. Well, it drew 11.8 million viewers, making it the most watched nonfiction series episode in cable TV history. Yeah, proving what I've always suspected, cable TV subscribers hate ducks.
So. I was one of those viewers.
Were you?
Well, I was. I love
it. Was it a good one?
It was good. Yeah. I loved it.
Actually, what I think it was, they saw all the ads and thought it was just one big ZZ Top concert.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's what I would have watched. So, Samuel Goldwyn Films has acquired distribution rights to a new documentary about Clarence Thomas's accuser, Anita Hill. Every movie ticket will include a free can of Coke. With the hair on it? Nah. Or as they call it, the theater concession stand that I go to, a Coke.
So, yeah.
Anyway, all right, Jennifer, it's time for a contest. You ready for this?
I'm ready. All right,
now here's the deal. It's the Movers and the Shakers. We're celebrating our friend the cow.
Hmm.
Okay? My friend the cow. I don't know if you have any friends that are cows, but... but anyway, basically, these are going to be trivia questions that are cow-related. You can take the psychic inputs from our listeners and maybe help come up with the answers, but you have to come up with the answer to the trivia question I asked, and it's related to cows. Ready?
I'm ready.
We'll start out easy. Bart Simpson's iconic saying.
Don't have a cow, man.
That's exactly it. This cow was blamed for the Great Chicago Fire of 1871.
I got nothing.
Oh, man. Mrs. O'Leary's cow. Mrs. O'Leary.
Left the lantern in the shed. Isn't that right?
Yeah,
old Lady Leary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. This animal was folk hero Paul Bunyan's sidekick.
I thought it was an oxen.
Well, it is, but what's...
Blue?
Yeah, Babe.
Babe.
Babe the Big Blue Ox.
Babe the Big Blue Ox. Yep. There we go.
You're right. That's still in the cow family.
Okay.
I threw that. All right, what nursery rhyme does the cow jump over the moon? What's the name of the nursery rhyme?
I should know this. I have a baby.
I know.
I don't know.
Hey, diddle, diddle.
Hey, diddle, diddle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. This legendary baseball announcer was famous for saying, "Holy cow." Oh, come on.
Hang on. Was it Harry Carey?
You got it.
Oh.
You had me worried for a second. Anyway.
I am a Cubs listener.
We'll see. Well, that does it for today's Today in History. Thanks for playing along. Thanks for listening. And we'll see what happens next time. All right, so see, we have a little bit of fun. Yeah, you didn't get to hear the commercial for the Cunningham Young Funeral Home on either one of podcasts or shows because I just didn't play. I just recorded my part or our part of the show for the DJ to play back later. So he inserted the commercial. All right, so that was just a little bit of fun. Now, I got a little bit of contest. That's what you get for sticking around till the end of the podcast. I've got a contest for you. I've got several things to give away here, and I've got one of them is a book from my friend, Peter Schmidt. He's an author now. I went to school with him, and we were both in the theater department, but now he's a writer and school teacher, or I think he's a former school teacher. I'm not sure, but maybe he's gone full-time writing. He should anyway, because it's so good. The book is called Summer Hawk, and we gave away a copy of this before, but I've got that to give away. Also, Roald Dahl, you know, the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the Glass Elevator, BFG is in one of the books. He's got several. Well, anyway, they've re-released his library on audiobook form. And I love audiobooks. You can tell from my blog, you know, gilwilson.wordpress.com, that I review audiobooks a lot. I love audiobooks. And anyway, they've re-released these in audiobook form. And they gave me a few copies to give away. If you'd like to win one, either the Peter Schmidt Summer Hawk, let me tell you what this Summer Hawk is about. I'll read the back of this the book from Peter Schmidt. It says, Las Vegas, Nevada, a city whose neon finery conceals a hidden world of fairies, monsters, and enchantment. The Grail Knights, six men and women, knights in service to Arthur Pendragon. They are reborn, lifetime after lifetime, living each life under the looming shadow of destiny. All ex-high school English teacher Brendan Craddock wants from life is a nice place in which to get good and drunk. What he finds instead is a role he never wanted and more secrets than he can handle. Destiny has big plans for Brendan, and whether he likes it or not, and he most definitely does not like it, he is going to have to confront his fate, or the people he loves will suffer. This journey will take him from the dark and ragged corners of Las Vegas to the surreal landscapes of Faerie. He will face terrifying ordeals and vicious monsters. Possibly, worst of all, he will meet the darkness within his own soul. For Brendan Craddock is a Grail Knight, the reincarnation of the man who was once known as the greatest knight living, Sir Lancelot du Lac, the Summer Hawk. Pretty cool. And it's an awesome book, by the way. A huge adventure. So that's the Peter Schmidt book, and I'll be giving away a copy of that. And I'll be giving away some copies of the Roald Dahl. And all you got to do is share this podcast with someone and then tweet me. I'm at Gil Wilson, GILWILSON, at Gil Wilson. And share the podcast with all your friends, or at least one or two. And then tweet me, let me know you did that, and let me know which one you want, whether it's a Roald Dahl audiobook or the Peter Schmidt book, which I would recommend the Peter Schmidt book because you probably already read Charlie at Chocolate Factory. Peter Schmidt, new author, new book. Check it out. Either way, you get your choice. Just tweet me, at Gil Wilson. Let me know that you shared it. And now it'll be first come, first serve. Like if I run out of the Summer Hawk books, I'll just offer the next books. And I'll just go until they're gone. So if you want to win one, all you got to do is tweet me, at Gil Wilson. In the meantime, that does it for this podcast. I'm Gil T. Wilson. Stay nerdy. Nerd up.
www.gilwilson.com. If you need quality voice work for your radio commercials, audio for TV commercials, or maybe just for that message on hold for your business, you need to check out
www.gilwilson.com.
GILWILSON.com. www.gilwilson.com. Check it out. It's quirky. It's fun. It's innovative.
In a world that needs a little magic, the Eagle Theater in Robinson offers the best deal ever. Ever. The Eagle Theater is offering up magic. Pick up a magic keychain for only $5, and you'll be entitled to a $5 ticket every time you go to a movie, 3D not included, from August 30th through October 17th. The magic keychain also allows you to get a single pop and or popcorn upgraded to the next larger size at no additional cost. The magic keychain, only $5, and only available at the Eagle Theater in Robinson.